Hi, welcome to episode 6 of Anything Everywhere with Leo Sun and Company. Today, I have with me...
the company, Isaac Tenney.
And me, Cora Kanazi.
Kanazi, all right. So, what do we have here in front of us, Ike?
We have a piano.
A piano.
Piano.
Yeah, a piano.
So, how long have you been playing the piano?
3 years.
3 years, all right. Yeah. You wanna play this little tune?
I have this chord progression. Can I get the reason?
Where would you put this music? And like, what would you relate it to?
I don't know. That first chord, it's like very, has a lot of tension. So, and then it like kind of resolves very nicely. So, I guess, I don't know. It's like, I feel like it's different than like a lot of the nostalgic songs I usually make. So it's kind of like,
I don't know why. I feel like
more energetic.
I feel like it's in the present. You know what I mean? Like it's in the present, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Where would you, if you, could you imagine a scene where this, you know, piece would be playing?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused by it too. I don't know.
It's kind of confusing.
Maybe that's what it's meant to be. Maybe it's
maybe
supposed
it is
to be
meant to be.
I think it's like a kind of
interpretive.
I mean, don't we all?
We all are interpretive. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I feel like I don't know. Maybe just maybe it could be like I want to imagine like a cafe street, and it's like dark outside.
Yeah,
that's what I think of.
Yeah, like where you I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You look up at the sky and it's
maybe
like,
maybe a little bit of rain.
Maybe a little bit of rain. Mm-hmm. You can see that.
That's good.
Maybe a little bit of stars. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I came up with it like right before I like got dressed for the concert. So I don't know. It's I still don't know exactly what it means. I feel like that's such a weird. It's like diminished D and it's so weird. But I don't know. It's kind of like how the 3 and the 5 kind of.
You want to explain to listeners how a piano works?
How a piano works?
Yeah. Like, if you had to describe how a piano works, how would you describe it?
Well, it's got like 80-something keys. I actually don't know how many keys this one has.
You want to start counting?
Okay. That'd be a bit too much.
Each key sets, because there's like 12 and 7.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it like 140-something?
I know it varies on what piano you have.
Anyway, explain to us what a piano.
So, it starts with middle C. You have middle C in the middle, and then... F, G, A, B, C, and then goes up, and then goes down.
There's only 53 keys.
Only 53
in
this one?
No, wait, I can't, never mind, I can't count.
Yeah, we're see, musicians, not mathematicians.
Not, apparently not. That seems like not that many.
I think it is 80 keys.
Probably something like that. And then each note has kind of a sharp or a flat to it. And it kind of adds some spiciness.
Spiciness. How would you... So when you first started playing piano...
I was 88.
How was your experience learning the piano?
It was very slow and kind of frustrating. Because like my first year, I didn't do much at all learning piano. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of just a lot of like learning just the key of C, which is just all of these notes. And that was... kind of boring, and like you just do like simple songs like Hot Cross Buns and simple scales and whatnot, and it was like you kind of wonder when you'll break into like doing fun stuff. And then I think the summer in like summer after I started playing piano, it was like a year and a half in, and I started playing Ludlows. It's something in a movie, like Rise of the Ludlows or something, and it was a really nice song that my piano teacher was just like, hey, why don't we just learn it and get introduced to something that's a little more complex. And then, like, week by week, we just kind of worked through it. And, like, a year later, I got to, like, play the entire thing, and it was a lot of fun. I don't remember how to play it, which is kind of sad, but I remember it was
I was going to ask you, were you, you know, would you play us in business? But that's all right.
Yeah, no, it starts with A, that's all.
What's, like, the first song you remember playing that you can, like, still play?
Well, it's either Dance Monkey, which, I don't know, that's not very fun, or, I learned, Married Life from Up.
Oh, would you like to play that for us?
Sure, I think I remember that. Probably play it up here, but it works.
You know, I feel like Up soundtrack, Pixar soundtrack, I put it up there. Otherwise, maybe Soul, like kind of like the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, that's
fun. I watched that movie like 2 months ago and I cried like 3 times.
Only threatened 3 times? Oh my god.
No, maybe it's more. I don't remember through all the tears.
It's funny how, like, they have a mini story in, like, the first 10 minutes, and then they carry on with, like, a completely different story.
When it first came out, I was kind of like, I've grown to like it. I feel like, they're not classics, though, you know? They're not, like, instant hits, I feel like other Pixar films.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
Because most Pixar films are just, like, absolutely amazing, and that one was... Yeah, it was kind of mediocre, but I don't know.
Like it was a good movie, right? But, like, it's just, I feel like it wasn't, like, Pixar, you know? Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially like modern Pixar, like Soul and whatnot. I feel like that stuff.
Modern Pixar is so much different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know, after like kind of Disney acquired it, it hasn't been the same.
There's been some, yeah. There's been a lot more worse movies.
Yeah. But like they're really good movies on their own. If they just didn't have like the Pixar name attached to it, you know?
Yeah. I could see that.
What's been like a good movie, either of you, that you've enjoyed watching recently?
I watched Knives Out and The Glass Onion. Oh, that was pretty good. That was a while ago now, but that was fun.
There's a soundtrack.
I mean, I guess kind of. I don't know it that well, but there's like, I don't know. It's a much more simplistic soundtrack. Nothing like Hans Zimmer-esque, but
yeah. Hans Zimmer. Can you play us a piece by Hans Zimmer? Back to the Future. I think Polar Express. I think that's him. Back to the Future.
I know I can play Interstellar. I think that's. I can kind of play it, I guess.
Thank you. it's fresh for you. I always think it's funny when they like they started using it. Oh yeah, it was really hot.
Because that song is like 10 minutes long. It is a long song, and it's kind of like the same thing. It's a lot of just.
But like you feel like it's going somewhere, and yet.
Yeah, because it changes a lot. Like Hans Zimmer does a really good job of making something so simple, but it, like. I think it's also in the key of C, I want to say, and there's nothing like super complicated about it, but he makes it, I don't know, sound different every time it goes through that chorus again.
I wonder if that actually has like something to do with the movie. You know, I think so.
My violin and a pencil.
Wasn't like the main theme of the movie like love, like it goes through space and time.
Yeah, I would say so.
Maybe that's like what the piece is in a way.
I feel like the piece is like. It's like never ending almost. I feel like it's always looking for something.
Just like love.
Just like love.
Well, like love, like you said like earlier, like how like the piece like has the same basic, you know, principle to it. But like it changes it. Like, just like love.
Just like love. Oh my god.
It's so good. I thought it was funny when they started using the piece as like a meme, you know. It was just like
Yeah. But no, he's my love. That's pretty good.
That was a good one, Brandon.
That was amazing.
Brandon Lee just playing a little bit of...
Man, that had so much emotion in it, really. I mean, what did it mean?
I feel like video game soundtracks are kind of underrated, you know?
Oh, totally. 100%. There's some good ones.
Okay, I love, you know, anything Nintendo. Like, you know, you gotta... Mm. I listen to some, like, Super Mario or Nintendo when I'm, like, just doing homework. Yeah. Like, because, like, if you think about, like, any, like, boss fights or anything, it's gonna be upbeat music. And, like, if you want call music, like, traveling music... You know, that you can find something.
Yeah, video games kind of has a lot of, and it's nice because it's all kind of like ambient background music, like I don't know, a lot of like Mario music and whatnot, and Mario Kart and all that stuff.
You have a favorite video game music soundtrack?
I don't know too much. I know a Minecraft song.
Minecraft.
That's yeah. Good.
Wait, you want to play us some Minecraft?
I think I remember.
Wasn't it the brother of, what's his name? The founder of Minecraft. Or, like, one of the...
Jeb?
Yeah, Jeb. Isn't it the brother of Jeb who, like, made the soundtrack for Minecraft?
I don't think so. I think it was an independent creator, C418. I don't know, I guess, who he is, really. But I want to say they just kind of, like, picked him up and he was, like, a nobody. And that, he kind of just made, like, the most amazing music.
I mean, it works really well, you know?
Yeah, it does.
And then, like, when you walk into a cave, oh my gosh.
Yes. Cave ambience.
Well, we've got to go for the orchestra concert. I'm Leo Sutton signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye.